You're listening to SBS News.
A new report from the Sydney-based United States Studies Centre suggests a civil space partnership with the United States will be the key to Australia's new space agency keeping pace with the increasing number of global competitors. The author of the report is one of the centre's Washington-based researchers, Australian engineer and lawyer Andrew Witt.
The US is looking for its allies, like Australia, to become more space capable at exactly the same time that Australia wants to grow its domestic industry, and that's an opportunity that's too good to pass up.
Mr. Witt says with the United States having the world's largest space economy, Australia's fledgling industry would have much to gain from a civil partnership.
How do we give the really innovative, exciting Australian companies that are just starting to spring up access to the customers and the capital and the experience and the facilities that they're going to need to succeed? The United States builds 60% of the world's satellites, spends more on space than all of the space agencies around the world put together. And therefore, it's a logical partner for Australia to look to as we try and give these small innovative companies a leg up.
Australia already cooperates closely with the United States in military space activities and invests up to $1 billion annually in shared space-related national security capabilities. But amid growing concern over the militarisation of space, University of New South Wales space professor Andrew Dempster says Australia needs to step up, particularly as US dominance in space is challenged. Professor Dempster is director of the Australian Centre for Space Engineering Research in the university's School of Electrical Engineering and Telecommunications.
Obviously, Australia's had tight relationships with the US on defence matters in the past. In space, less so, because Australia's almost been entirely reliant on the US for some of its space capability. That's changing for a couple of reasons. One, I think Australia wants to become more able to provide that sovereign capability, but also because the US is starting to need stronger allies.
Andrew Witt says while a military partnership is crucial, a civil partnership should not be overlooked.
So a civil space relationship is all about those space elements which really benefit the economy. So, for example, it's about trying to use applications like GPS and smart imagery to create the farm of the future, for example. A new farm in the future would be somewhere where the tractor is able to guide itself using GPS. It pulls down satellite imagery regularly to realise which parts of the field are underwatered or underfertilised.
As the industry expands at a record pace, the report warns the likelihood of accidental and deliberate conflict in space is rising. Mr. Witt insists Australia has a role to play there.
Over 90 countries now have satellites in orbit, and there are actually very few rules which govern where you can place a satellite and the sorts of orbits it can go into. So it's analogous to air traffic before we had air traffic control. One of the big opportunities over the next couple of decades for Australia, the United States and other countries around the world is to make sure we can come to a set of rules of the road for space which allow a safe and stable space environment. Now, Australia has a big role to play here. Because of our geography, we are ideally placed to essentially have monitoring stations that look at space traffic and help to warn satellite operators if there's likely to be a collision or there's some other possibility of damage to their satellite.
The space industry is currently worth $400 billion globally. Andrew Dempster with the Australian Centre for Space Engineering Research says Australia's space agency has been established to boost economic growth over coming decades.
Really what the Australian Space Agency has been set up to achieve is to facilitate growth in the Australian space industry sector, particularly the upstream, in other words, in orbit part of it. So that would be designing and building satellite missions, spacecraft, to do things in space that aid the economy. So remote sensing satellites and other sides of the economy that are actually moving into space, like mining in space or space tourism.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.